This is KVNF's regional newscast for Wednesday, June 23rd. I'm Gavin Dahl. Delta Health is closing the urgent care clinic in Delta and the West Elk Paonia walk-in clinic by July 21st. In a press release, they say that if their displaced staff find new jobs before that date, the closing dates will be pushed up. The services that are offered at the urgent care and West Elk Paonia clinic will be absorbed by other clinics owned by Delta Health. Same-day care will be covered by Delta Health Family Medicine and Delta Health Pediatrics and West Elk Hotchkiss Clinic starting July 22nd. The COVID-19 Delta variant now makes up 40% of all new infections in the state. The Colorado Sun reports it's been identified in 24 counties and is most prevalent in Mesa County, with 248 cases and counting. The Mesa County Health Department has issued a public health alert. The age group with the most infections over the previous 2 weeks was young people ages 10 to 19. Now, the CDPHE is deploying mobile vaccination clinics in Mesa County, including at Country Jam in Loma this weekend. The Public Arts Experience, or PAX, initiative began in 2006 under the Montrose Chamber of Commerce, then known as the Downtown Development Authority. It brought five large-scale sculptures to downtown Montrose. Like many arts organizations, PAX went dark during COVID, but now it's back. The City of Montrose Development and Revitalization Team presented city councilors with a resolution during a recent work session. They're asking to authorize the transfer of the PAX designated funds from the Montrose Community Foundation to the DART PAX program to begin public art campaigns again. And a police officer fatally shot in Old Town Arvada Monday afternoon was ambushed. The Arvada Police Department's chief, Link Strait, told the Denver Post that gunman Ronald Troika of Arvada expressed a hatred for law enforcement. He killed 19-year police veteran officer Gordon Beasley and began firing randomly in the area. His attack was stemmed by John Hurley of Golden, who's being described as a Samaritan who gave his life, preventing further bloodshed. The shooter was killed, bringing the death toll to three on Monday. Governor Jared Polis is signing more bills this week from the recently concluded legislative session. As Scott Franz reports for Capital Coverage, the latest will affect everything from car registrations to alcohol delivery.
House Bill 1207 will allow residents to continue getting alcoholic drinks to go from restaurants well beyond the pandemic. Lawmakers agreed to relax the liquor laws for at least four more years. Meanwhile, Polis traveled to Golden Gate Canyon on Monday to sign two outdoor-related measures. The first will automatically charge residents for an annual state parks pass when they renew their vehicle registrations unless they opt out. It takes 2 years to take effect. Another will spend up to $3 million a year to provide outdoor gear and programming to people who face barriers in accessing the great outdoors. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.
One of the more simple items on the Paonia Town Council agenda last night was the acceptance of the governor's proclamation of June as Dark Skies Month. Kate Redmond reports.
Governor Polis has proclaimed June as Dark Skies Month. In recognition of the ongoing efforts to be designated a Dark Skies community, Paonia recognizes this proclamation. While the council stopped short of declaring Paonia a Dark Skies community, Aaron Watson, who has been lobbying for the designation, spoke to the council and the public who were present.
As Colorado continues to emerge as a leader in dark sky awareness and conservation, I am happy to see the town of Paonia recognize the value of our dark sky resource, which is truly a treasure, and commit to protecting the natural nighttime environment by reducing and eliminating light pollution for the health, quality of life, and enjoyment of all beings, large and small.
The towns of Nucla and Naderito were recently designated Dark Skies Community, joining the international movement to address light pollution. For KVNF, I'm Kate Redmond.
A new center aimed at meeting the basic needs of the homeless in Montrose is now open. As Laura Palmisano reports for KVNF, the center offers free hot meals on weekdays, referrals for job training, and more.
The Shepherd Center in downtown Montrose is crowded this morning. People are here to tour the building during an open house event marking its grand opening. The center is run by Shepherd's Hand, a local faith-based nonprofit that serves the homeless and people in need.
Previously, this facility was used as a funeral home.
That's Gary Martinez, co-founder of Shepherd's Hand.
The area that we're currently using for the dining area was their sanctuary, and the area that we're in right now was the area that they had their events.
The room is filled with boxes. Martinez says that's because the building is still undergoing renovations.
This is where the community will be able to come in and use it for any number of activities.
In November of last year, the nonprofit moved into the building and started remodeling. The facility now has a dining room, commercial kitchen, food pantry, lockers, laundry, shower, and bathrooms. Carolyn Hickerson, a co-founder of Shepherd's Hand, says a variety of people use the center.
We certainly have the homeless, but sometimes it's seniors that are lonely that come for a meal and sit down together and talk to people. So the gamut. We have right now a family with four children that come in for our meals. They're living in their car.
Martina says he hopes the center will serve as a central location for resources so people don't need to go to multiple places.
We see ourselves not only as providing food, the hot meals and the food distribution, but as a place where all of these different agencies can come together in one location and work with their clients. Again, their clients, our clients.
He says Shepherd's Hand works with more than 20 organizations in Montrose on food distribution alone. Martinez sees a clear need for the services the nonprofit is providing. He says about 60 to 90 people come to the center daily when it's open. In February of this year, KVNF aired a story on homelessness in Montrose with support from the Solutions Journalism Network. The story highlighted a disagreement between the city of Montrose and Shepherd's Hand over zoning for the center. The city told the nonprofit its newly leased building wasn't zoned for a day center and therefore not officially approved. Shepherd's Hand planned to open the center despite the city's objections. Martinez says as a result of KVNF's reporting, things have changed.
What has happened is that the city planner defined the right of use for this area, which includes the ability for us to do what we do here.
Ann Morgan Thaler is the Montrose Deputy City Manager.
I think that there likely wasn't enough communication initially between Shepherd's Hand and the city. And one topic that we were able to work together and come to a mutual understanding about is that Shepherd's Hand is not intending to use that location for overnight shelter, which would not be compatible in that zone district. The code amendment that we made in response to working with Shepherd's Hand allows for daytime social service activities. So I think that that is a good result of us better communicating with one another.
Gary Martinez says he wants to expand services at the Shepherd's Center.
We're currently offering our services Monday through Friday. We have breakfast and lunch. I don't have Saturday. And that bothers me. I don't have Sunday. That bothers me. But I don't have the volunteers. I don't have the cooks. I don't have the people to chop up the salad and get the pancakes ready. So we need volunteers.
He says Shepherd's Hand opening the center is a long-time dream come true. For nearly a decade, the nonprofit operated out of other organizations' facilities.
I keep saying this somewhat jokingly, but Shepherd's Hand is no longer homeless. We have a permanent home here at 505 South 2nd Street in Montrose.
Reporting in Montrose, I'm Laura Palmisano.
That does it for today's KVNF Regional Newscast. Special thanks to Kate Redmond. I'm Gavin Dahl.